Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
What comes out of my mouth? I call them like I see them. Maybe I come on too strong. You got your opinions and the right to say I'm wrong. That's the way I am. What you see is what you get. I'm a free-thinking, beer-drinking, politically incorrect redneck.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. Yes, this is Green Ideas, and this is the Green Ideas radio show, and I am a politically incorrect redneck. At least that's what some people say about me. Welcome to another show about foodie friends and fun. Thank you for keeping us in the top 10 again last week. We can't do this without the listeners, and thank you again. We did it again, so I guess we keep doing this stuff until you get tired of us, and hopefully you won't get tired of us. Today, we have a great lineup. At least that's what the wines are, has told me. We've got a great lineup today with Sheila Cry, and she'll be joining us here in about 15 minutes or so to talk about the International Association of Culinary Professional Kids in the Kitchen program, which sounds like a really interesting, cool concept, and she's going to be joining us to talk about that. And then we'll be talking about holistic health. It should be interesting with Christina Major-Paul. She'll be coming in to talk to us about holistic health and the fact that she says that grilling is a healthy way to eat. I said, well, then sign her up. And then last but not least, we'll be talking with our good friend from Nashville, Brian Mack, from Farm Dog Entertainment and Farm Dog Radio, and he's got some new music that we'll be playing, and we'll be talking about country music and politics, and he's another politically incorrect guy, and radio and big dogs and what have you. But in the meantime, before we get to our guests, we will be bringing on our food news, Joycey Style Girl. She's actually in Joycey, just up the road here a ways. Good morning, Laurie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How's the weather there? Because I'm getting prepared for the big snowstorm here. So.
Yeah, I hear we're actually going to get snow here, but probably be more like rain. And it's March 1st. It's time for spring. I think, 20 days away? So I think it's actually time for spring.
It's time. I can't complain. Me and you have not seen snow where we are.
That's true. It hasn't been that bad. But my blood did thin out, and being in California in the cold weather, I'm done with it. It's time to let the sun shine in and get it up into the 50s or 60s at least. And before we move on with your food news story, I told a friend of ours that you were going to be talking about oil pulling, and that's what we're going to be talking about. Last week, if you joined the show, we spoke about oil pulling, and Laurie is going to be talking about that in her food news section, but a friend of ours wanted to join us because he wants to find out what oil pulling is, too. So I think we have the Wines Are Brian joining us this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Oh, really?
Good morning, Brilliant.
What a nice
good morning,
surprise.
Lori.
Good
How are
morning,
you?
My BMF. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. I hear that you're going to be getting snow. It's beautiful and sunny out here in Richmond, Virginia. I went outside just earlier, and I actually could see the first little bits of my chives coming up in the pots. And I'm like thinking,
la la.
Okay, it's spring. It's finally spring, but my heart goes out to my buddies up in the Northeast. In fact, my family's up there. Everybody
yes,
I know is
are.
Up there. I know you're going to get hit with another storm. So try to stay warm. I had some good advice for Brilliant about staying warm. I'll let him convey that to you later. off the air.
Wait a minute.
He just enters a room and I melt. So
Wait.
Like,
I'm hanging up now. I can't handle
him.
How I got the name Brilliant. He heats up the room when he walks in. What do you think, Brian?
It must be, it's not radiant, it must be radiation.
Yeah, that's what it is. Hey, listen, Laurie, he heard about oil pulling, and of course, Brian, with his messed up, warped mind, wanted to know what oil pulling is, and he had a whole different idea about oil pulling, and he had some... Yes, you did. Anyway, he wanted to hear about this oil pulling. And he wanted to listen in, so I guess we're going to turn it over to you because it's very interesting. I have to admit, before you get into the story, I won't ruin your thunder here, but when you started this oil pulling routine, I thought you were nuts. And you've been doing it now for how long?
Gosh, maybe about three months, would you say? Marushka had told me about it, my good friend Marushka. Had told me about this oil pulling, and I think it was about maybe 3 months ago.
Well, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's funny to watch, and I'll let you tell everybody what you do, but it's hilarious to watch her do it because when she does the oil pulling, she can't talk for 15 minutes, which actually, never mind. Go ahead and tell us more about the oil pulling.
Might be something good for me.
I'm telling you, I never heard of it before, and like I said, my girlfriend had told me she had read about it, and I mean, this is an ancient practice, but it's becoming more like mainstream, and the media's getting a wind of it and everything, but what you do, as a matter of fact, I was just Skyping with my best friend ever in the world, Kesarina, and I was telling her about it, and she is from Malaysia, and she said now that she thinks about it, her mother used to do it, and her mother is older, and she's beautiful and healthy. So this is the scoop. Every couple of days, you take a tablespoon of a good oil, whether it's a sesame seed or sunflower seed, coconut oil, some people like. I use extra virgin, and I mix a little bit of sesame. You put it on a tablespoon. You have to floss your teeth before you do this. You get all like, you know, I'm a floss person, so you floss your teeth. You put it on the spoon. And then you put it in your mouth and you swish it for 15 to 20 minutes. And in the beginning, you cannot swallow it. You don't gargle it. You just swish and swish and swish. And what it does is it's thick oil. So it kind of starts going after a certain amount of time. It kind of seeps into the gums and it pulls out all the bacteria. And then after 15 to 20 minutes, you spit it out. You rinse your mouth with salt and then you brush your teeth and you brush your tongue.
Brian, she doesn't swallow it. Spit it out. Brian asked me that. He says, do you spit it out or swallow it? Do you have to spit it out?
No, never swallow it. Don't go.
Okay,
I'm actually
online and I'm looking this up, and you mentioned coconut oil. It seems that there are a lot of references to coconut oil. That's one of the traditional ways to do it.
It has to have lauric acid, though. I'm going to read about that, too. It's not just any coconut oil.
I'm curious to know why they call it oil pulling. And I'm trying to find something that refers to the word pulling. But
because it pulls
the bacteria from
the gums out of your... It's goopy, so it pulls all the bacteria. It also takes it off your tongue. And all that, you know, is pulling the toxins out of your body. But this is weird. I'm going to read you, first of all, in the beginning... the benefits, and it's endless, and I think it's going to blow people's mind. Me, I was doing it only because I was just curious to see what if I notice anything different on my body. It says it takes away your gray hair. I don't have a lot of gray, but even if you do have gray, people notice it starts coming in black again.
Thank goodness for Clairol. I did notice one weird thing.
I might have to keep it in my mouth for 3 days running to get rid of my gray.
Listen, you don't want to ever do past 20 minutes. After 20 minutes, it just does the opposite for some reason. If you read about it, you'll know. But I want to say one thing I noticed on myself. I had this big black and blue, God knows how it got there, on my leg. And after the first oil pulling, I didn't notice it and realize it. The next day, I'm like, where the heck did that black and blue go? I'm like, what the hell? How does it go away? And then I realized, I said, it can't be the oil pulling, could it? And I realized it had to be the oil pulling. And that was just one time. So here you go. I'm going to just read some of the benefits. It is reported to cure mouth and gum disease, stiff joints, allergies, asthma, high blood pressure, constipation, migraines, bronchitis, heart, kidney, lung,
if you swallow it, you may get constipation, but go ahead.
No, you're putting all the bacteria back in your mouth and in your body. You don't want to ever do that. Meningitis, insomnia, menopause, cancer, AIDS. This is all proven stuff that they're saying now. Varicose veins, high blood pressure, diabetes, polio, cracked heels, improve energy, improve vision, improve your skin, your complexion, gray hair, whitens teeth, and helps with dark circles around your eyes. And that is the next thing I was going to say. If I'm tired and I don't get good sleep, I do tend to get dark circles. And let me tell you, the next day I am bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Well, I wake up next to brilliant, so that's all. That helps.
Here we go again. But I have to admit, right, I remember for many, many weeks I was traveling, and every time I was traveling I was getting sick, because when you fly on airplanes you catch everybody's diseases. But Laurie never got sick, and I don't know if it had to do with her being healthy.
Dan was sick. Laura got sick.
Everybody was sick, but not Laurie. Now, you could say coincidence, maybe, but the oil pulling, she's been doing it. She never got sick. The rest of us were all sick, so maybe it's true, and I'm not going to deny some of the things I've seen. I was a non-believer,
but
she's kind of leaning that way.
And
well,
it's weird.
I mean,
it really sounds fascinating to me.
It does sound fascinating to me.
It is. I have to admit, like it says, some people in the beginning, and I did, you tend to get nauseous for some reason. I don't know what it is. It kind of makes you feel a little nauseous in the beginning when you first start doing it. So if you can only do it for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, don't worry. You kind of build yourself up to it. After about 10 minutes of this goopy, because it gets goopy. But you know what? You got to keep your mind strong and just do something. Don't sit around waiting 15 or 20 minutes. You got to keep your mind busy. You know what I'm saying? Do something else so you forget about it. Otherwise, if you start thinking about it, like, okay, I have this disgusting thing.
Yeah, she washes dishes. She washes clothes.
Yeah,
she vacuums.
I vacuum.
She goes outside and she's swishing the oil in her mouth. And it does it. Too bad.
I'm
just thinking, Brian,
too
bad it's not wine pulling. If it was wine pulling, man, you and I would say, let's go for it. I still have a problem. I tasted it and tried it one day. I don't see how you keep it in your mouth for 15 minutes because it's gross.
Well, that's why I said you got it. Yeah, that's why they say people tend to get a little nauseous from it in the beginning. As a matter of fact, my niece tried it, my niece Bridget, and she was spitting it out in the beginning every 5 minutes, but then she sticks with it. You got to build up to, you know, doing it, because it does kind of, I think you got to take your mind off of what it is in your mouth, that texture.
So is there any scientific backing of this? I know you've done some research on it.
Oh, dentists are swearing. Dentists are swearing by it. I'm going to read a little bit about that too. But the dentists are swearing by it because they said that their patients who have had like really bad gingivitis cured.
Mm-hmm.
Cured. It stops bleeding. Like if you have like bleeding, you know, bleeding teeth. It just, there's a lot to say about it. Anyway, it says here, oil pulling is an ancient practice in Asia, but suddenly it is catching on in the U.S. It involves swishing oil around in your mouth. Sometimes coconut oil is most common, and for dental and other health benefits. Like I said, I use extra virgin, and I mix a little bit of it with the sunflower oil. I like the olive oil in my mouth. For some reason, I just feel, it just feels so good.
Yeah,
Brian, don't even go there. I know what you're thinking.
I'm not saying anything. I'm fascinated.
No,
as I'm listening to this, I'm on Google, and let me tell you something. there's a lot of documentation about this.
I
mean, you could
know.
Read for days about it.
It's so fascinating.
Yeah,
I'm
well, people, if you want to find out more, like Brian said, you can Google it, and there's a ton of information. There's a lot of studies that have been done on it. There are a lot of things, people that are doing it who are swearing by it. And I have to admit, I have seen some of these things she's talking about. So if you want to give it a shot, I don't know if it's medically feasible. And of course, everything you hear will bring an idea. Don't take our word for it. But
try it yourself. You'll like it.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
Sure.
Will it make me $1 million?
No.
No.
It'll make you healthy.
Forget it. I'll put my oil in the food then.
Maybe if you play play the lottery while you're doing it, you might get lucky and win $1 million.
Or can it make certain people go away?
I mean, go away, Brian.
Oh, well, anyway, we've gone through our 15 minutes of storytelling. That was good. That was quick. And I'm going to take a quick break and be bringing on. And by the way, our second guest, it just dawned on me, she's holistic health. We're going to have to ask her about this.
I can't wait to speak to her.
But our first guest is Sheila Cry, which actually has a cool story about the International Association of Culinary Professional Kids in the Kitchen. And she'll be joining us here in just a couple of minutes, and I'm going to take a break here and play a little bit of Brian Mack. He's one of our guests, he's our last guest coming on today, and Brian's a past guest several times. I like his music, and anyway, he's bringing us some new stuff, but I'm going to play one of his songs. We'll come back and join our first guest. Everybody hang tight. This is Brian Mack, and the song is called Mr. Jack. We'll be right back.
With my hero, Mr. Jack Daniels, his name. When I'm feeling lonesome, I'm bringing me home some. When life has become such a game, just 997.
Dr. Barbecue, and I'm here to tell you about the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. The versatility of the Big Green Egg is unmatched as a grill, a smoker, and even an outdoor oven. Sear steaks at 800 degrees, slow smoke a perfect slab of ribs, or even bake a crispy pizza or a pecan pie. That's why I cook on the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience.
And as the man says, check out biggreenegg.com. Go find yourself a dealer near you. You punch in your zip code, you'll find a Big Green Egg dealer somewhere near where you live. And we are back, and I hit the button too quick on the ad. Sorry about that, Brian Mack, but we're back here, and we have Laurie, the Jersey Style News Food News Girl, and we have Brian, the Wine Czar, and everybody's still here with me.
I'm
yeah,
here.
I'm just talking to my mom. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, can people hear me?
Yeah, we heard you. That's okay. Anyway, well, I'm having problems with our good old Blog Talk Radio again, which
has no surprise
each and every freaking week. But anyway, we're going to bring on our next guest. Hopefully I can get her on here. Sheila Cry will be joining us here, and she's represents the International Association of Culinary Professional Kids in the Kitchen program, and press this button, and hopefully it's going to work. Good morning, Sheila. You there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Welcome. Yes, yeah. We hear you loud and clear. Welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us this morning. Can't you hear me?
Yes, I'm glad to be on California radio from here in Maryland.
Well, actually, believe it or not, we're in Maryland, too. I don't know if they have told you, but we've moved to Maryland. So we used to be in California, but we're actually in Maryland, too. So we're all on the same East Coast together.
We're neighbors. That's cool.
So, Sheila, tell us a little bit about you and the program, the IACP, the Kids in the Kitchen. It sounds like a very interesting program, and those people that may not be familiar with it, you can click on the website that I've linked here that I've put here on the show. But tell us a little bit about that and how you got involved.
Well, the International Association of Culinary Professionals represents just about every job in the food industry. And Kids in the Kitchen is a place for youth cooking teachers and nutrition educators to be with their peers and to exchange ideas. And every year our conference is in a different city, and we organize a Kids in the Kitchen workshop featuring local kids oriented food program.
So now what ages are we talking about? What when you say kids, what age group?
Well, some of us deal with the elementary ages. I personally work with middle school youth. I think there are not too many high school age groups, but high school culinary programs are there. The CCAP program and ProStart programs are high school-based culinary programs for youth.
So what exactly do you do when you bring these kids in for the program? What exactly do they learn, and how does the whole thing work?
Well, I'm not sure what we're going to do in a couple weeks in Chicago. I can tell you what we did last year in San Francisco.
Okay.
We had a workshop at the Ferry Building where there's, you know, a farmer's market, and a group called QUESA, Culinary Education in Sustainable Agriculture, is very well developed there as part of their local food council. And they do many different educational projects and programs for young people. So Kids in the Kitchen teamed up with them, and kids came in from various schools, and we set up under the columns outside of the Ferry Building, where QUESA has a kitchen under wraps, so to speak. But we were able to work with the young people outdoors, and we made homemade crackers with a variety of different healthy and delicious spreads.
Now,
how
long has this been going on, this program?
Well, it's not really a program. It's more of a network of youth cooking teachers, and it started in 1994, also in San Francisco, with an apple pie workshop, and that inspired one of the IACP members to want to organize youth cooking teachers to exchange ideas. And, you know, when you're practicing, it's difficult not to feel a little lonely, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And so this was an opportunity for us to advance best practices among ourselves and to teach people that were interested to make a career switch and knew how to cook and thought they might like to teach young people. And so, you know, we mentor and encourage those people.
Well, so it's been going on for about 10 years. If any of the kids that you brought into for this program and what you do for them, has any of them gone into trying to be a chef?
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, it's 20 years from 94.
Oh, from 94, I'm sorry. Okay, so 20
yeah,
years. Well,
yeah.
Then, okay, has there been any kids in the last 20 years?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really heard that. I was the chair of Kids in the Kitchen for a couple of years, and 1 year we met in Denver, Colorado, and we persuaded the winning high school ProStart team for the state of Colorado to demonstrate for us how they made their winning entry. And they did this on a demonstration stage. And we videotaped it, and then we invited the young people to join us for a day of IACP meetings for adult culinary professional.
Hey, Brian, you still there with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you had made a comment on Facebook that you were interested in what the IACP was doing, and I just wondered, do you have any questions you wanted to ask you?
Well, no. I think it's fantastic what's going on, and you know I've seen other programs where they bring inner city kids into teach them how to cook and give them a purpose in life. Now I'm wondering, have you ever done anything with in conjunction with some of the local botanical gardens? Because I know here in Richmond, our botanical garden does an educational series, kind of farm to table where the kids plant vegetables. And I think they are doing some cooking as well. So I was just wondering if you've done anything with any of the big botanical gardens.
That's a really good question. I'm in suburban Maryland outside Washington, D.C. And in addition to my work with IACP, I'm also a founding member of the Montgomery County Food Council. In fact, I'm here at a food council meeting as we speak. I chair a food literacy working group. A number of our members are master gardeners. They're interested in developing school gardens, and cooking is a component of that. Our working group is organizing cook, eat day. So the way that we're envisioning it, you know, it'll take place in several months during the growing season. People will go to their various home gardens or community gardens or school gardens and harvest what they've grown and prepare it and eat it and document it, and then we can share photos and stories.
Now, I have a question, Sheila, too. As far as funding, how do you get the funding for this? Is it done through donations or through memberships in the culinary professional group, or how is that done?
Are you talking about me personally or Kids in the Kitchen?
The whole actual program itself. Is it done through memberships, or how do you do that?
IACP is a membership association. And so we all pay our dues, and, you know, we go to conferences. That's our major learning experience and networking experience for the year. But we also connect on a monthly basis with webinars. And I have, for a number of years, helped to organize and moderate webinars. Most recently, one that featured David Binkle, who is the director of School Food in Los Angeles Unified School District, and that is the second largest school district in the country. So a lot of Kids in the Kitchen members are volunteer chefs through Mrs. Obama's Let's Move to Schools, or Chefs Move to Schools initiative of the Let's Move program. And, you know, we're interested to help our local school districts present better tasting, nutritious, and perfectly local food to the school children so that, you know, they develop a preference for food that, that is good for their body.
Well, if people want to find out more, like I said at the beginning of the interview, you can find out more details on the link at the Facebook page link that takes you to the IACP Kids in the Kitchen, and check out more information there. And I know, Sheila, you're there at that convention, and you got to go, but we appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us this morning and telling us more about that program, and keep us posted, and check back with us later on, and you're welcome to come back on the show.
Well, thank you. I'd also encourage interested culinary professionals to go to the IACP website, not the International Association of Chief of Police, but the International Association of Culinary Professionals.
All right. Everybody do that, and thank you, Sheila, for joining us this morning, and we appreciate you stopping by.
Take care.
Thank you. All right, check out our website and get the information, and I'm going to take another break. And, Brian, you sticking with me or you got to go?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
And, Laurie, you sticking with us or are you going shopping?
No, I have about a half an hour, so I can hang with you guys. Sure.
You got to check those things,
Brian. You can't get rid of us.
I know. I'm going to go to another Brian Mack song, and the song is called Do I Drive Women Crazy, and that's one of the problems I've
yep.
had, I think. But anyway, we'll be right back with our
no
next
comment.
Guest. Yeah, I know. We'll be talking about holistic health. This ought to be interesting. All right, everybody hang tight. We'll be right back.
Do I drive women crazy, or do I just find them that way? I've been married at least 3 times, you never know just what you'll find. Last one still sits in county jail. Smashed my truck and then for love, she carved her name in the hood with a bug. Tried to tell the judge her name wasn't Sue.
Oh,
find them that way.
And we are back, having technical difficulties as usual, but I think I can get everybody back here. Oh, jeez. All right, Brian, you there? Laura, you there?
I am.
Hello.
Oh,
you drive me crazy. Yes, you do. In a really good way.
Huh?
In a really good way.
In a really good way. By the way,
Laura, you and I will talk about crazy later when I call you.
I was born crazy. Trust
by
me.
The way, folks, I yes. just while these two are having their little tickle fight, I want to let everybody know that we found out a way that we might be able to bring our radio show to the 24/7, 365 a lot easier than we thought. I've been working on it this week, and in fact, Brian Mack, the guy who's joining us.
This
why?
Is a surprise.
Well,
you know what? You didn't tell
surprise.
Me.
It's not a complete surprise, but we've been working on it, and we figured out a way to do it. It's not as difficult as we originally thought. I still got some work to do, but it is coming down the pike, and Brian Mack actually was a big help. Since he's got his own radio show, he explained to me, because I'm not real techie, and he sat me down and said, okay, dummy, this is how you do it. So we figured it out this week, and I've done some research, and I think we might be able to pull this off maybe pretty soon here. So we'll keep everybody posted, and, of course, I have to play our little ad.
Just when you thought radio was safe. A new kind of radio is on its way. Food, music, and friends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Coming in 2014.
So, yep, it's coming, guys. And I love that ad just because he sounds like Satan. And since Satan's not talking to me anymore, at least I can play his ad. But it's in the works, and I'll keep
I can arrange something for you.
I bet you can.
Dazar has connections.
Anyway, we'll let you know more about that in the coming weeks, and it's looking better all the time, so maybe we can figure this out and get that ball rolling. And I'm trying to see, somebody on the line here, but I don't think it is our guest, but what the heck, I'm going to push the button, and let's just see, always like this potluck on Gray and Ideas. Good morning, Gray and Ideas radio show. Who's calling?
Hi, it's Christina Major. I'm here.
Well, it is you. Okay.
Yay.
I'm having technical difficulties, and I wasn't sure if that was you or not. Welcome to the show. By the way, everybody, this is our next guest, Christina Major-Paul, who is a holistic health person, which for Great Ideas Radio, this is probably a first, I think. But welcome to the show, Christina.
Thank you for having me. It's a beautiful day out here on the East Coast.
Well, it's like everybody's on the East Coast so far this week. So, Christina, you told me in an email back and forth that this is why I had to have you on, that grilling and barbecuing is actually a healthy way to eat. Can you explain that to our listeners and tell us why it's such a healthy way to eat?
Sure. It's one of the healthiest ways to be cooking. One of the main reasons is you can't really put a lot of sugary foods, a lot of prepackaged foods on the grill. You have to deal with whole cuts of meat, whole vegetables, whole fruits, everything that is on the healthy side.
And I can attest to this, and Laurie can too. I think ever since I started grilling a few years ago, I was pushing close to 300 pounds. I was in the 290s, and now I was sneaking up on 300. And I started grilling a lot more of my food, and like you said, you have to use fresh vegetables, and you're using meat, and what I noticed too is all the fats from your meat, they all drip down into the coals, so it's not sitting there soaking in the fat and the juices, but I dropped nearly 40 pounds, actually more than 40 pounds, because of that. And so I've always said that on the show. I think that grilling is, and now we've got an expert who even agrees with me, so that makes me even feel better. But I believe it is a healthy way of eating. So let's talk about you a little bit, about your website and your consulting business. What exactly do you do as a holistic, healthy person?
I work with people who have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol, and I teach them the healthy diet and lifestyle techniques that are going to get them, get their numbers down, get them off of medication, lose weight, get more energy, and just be healthy again.
Cool.
And
by the way,
grilling
you
is one
can,
of the
you, and I'll interrupt you for a second and plug your email, I mean your website here at www.crystalholistichealth.com. You can click in on our website and find out more about what she does. So how long you've been in this holistic health business?
About 10 years. I've had my business for a little over 4, but I've been working holistically for about 10. And I actually started myself because 10 years ago I discovered I had a cholesterol of 333, and
wow,
that was only 24.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So you weren't eating enough grilled foods, I guess.
Exactly. I was actually almost a vegetarian, and it was by adding more meat to my diet, adding the red meat back, getting more healthy fats into my diet, and eliminating that processed food that turned my health around. And I went on and I got my master's and doctorate degree in order to help and teach people that there are other options out there. And
there
in the summertime, the summertime is great because I'm all about local farmers markets, getting fresh, healthy foods, and cooking simply.
So we have a question for you. Now, I'm going to catch you off guard. I don't know if you listened to the first part of the show. Have you ever heard of oil pulling?
I do it myself.
Do you? See, then you. All right, so how long you've been oil pulling?
About a year now.
And are you seeing the benefits that Laurie's seeing too?
For a lot of the stuff she mentioned, I never had to begin with.
Okay.
So I just noticed that my mouth stays a lot cleaner. That post nasal drip that a lot of people get, I just don't get that. Last time I went to the dentist said there's absolutely nothing wrong with my teeth, and that was the only thing I changed. So dental-wise, it really helps. Otherwise, I'm at a point where the little things don't show much of a big difference. But I have seen a lot of the studies and a lot of the history that shows it does help with a lot of things. It can help clear out your tonsils and your adrenal system, which can help give you more energy. It can help clear out your digestive system by helping to remove and balance the bacteria in your mouth. There's a lot of work on how it pulls out toxins and how it can actually help repair your teeth and prevent cavities.
Interesting.
Yes.
So, Laurie, see,
somebody
else is doing it just like you, and it seems to be working.
Yeah, no, she's right. I read that. I had people... I read that dentists were saying some of their patients who had cavities didn't have cavities anymore.
Yes.
Huh.
So it's just, it does a lot with the gums and the mouth. And like I said, knock on wood, I've always been a very healthy person because I've always, I eat well, I exercise, and I just have a lot of energy. I always did. But like you said, the dark circles I noticed if I'm tired, or the black and blue I noticed that was really weird. I have white teeth, so my teeth are white, but... I was blown away by a lot of the other studies that they talked about. Like you said, the people with high blood pressure and kidneys and cholesterol. Mm-hmm. It was endless.
Yeah.
So basically what we've done today is we've proven that oil pulling is good for you and grilling food is good for you. So
keep oil pulling.
Now, I have a question, too. This is going to be probably a stupid question. But what does holistic actually mean?
Holistic is simply meaning the whole body. I take into account everything physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, just everything that makes you, you, is taken into account. I don't break things down like modern medicine does into its individual tiny parts. I want to see how it all works together.
So you're not into like crystals and all those type of things. It's more about
magical.
The body, and it's not the magic stuff, right?
No, the crystal actually comes from my name. When I was trying to decide on a business name, one of my friends looked at me and said, "Chris, you just tell everybody what to do," and all I heard was "Chris tells." So it made perfect sense for me.
Very, very good. So
yes.
if people want to actually use your services, I noticed here on your website that you're a consultant. How does that work? How do you set up with people? Do you make meal plans, or how exactly does your whole program work?
The basis of my program is metabolic typing. And my analysis helps tell me what your body is doing with your food, your vitamins, your minerals, all your nutrients, your water, and your energy. And from there, I help people plan out their meals, go shopping, change their lifestyle so that they're living the life their metabolism calls for. And
okay.
Once your body stops fighting the food and stops fighting your lifestyle, the pounds just start melting away. Your energy goes up. Illnesses that came from all that fighting just go away.
Now, you're on the East Coast, but can people get your services throughout the country through the Internet, emails, stuff like that, or do you have to be physically in contact with you?
No, I do a lot of my consultations over the phone and over Skype, so anyone
anywhere
can talk with me.
Very interesting. Well, I'm not known as one of the most healthiest guys in the world, and I don't exercise. I do grill food, and
You're active.
I'm not like a slug or anything, but if people want to find out more about how to improve their health and get more information from Christina, or we'll call her Crystal now, you can go to her website, which is www.crystalholistichealth.com. And Crystal, Christina, we appreciate you joining us this morning to tell us a little bit about that. Anything else you want to add about your program? Anything else you want to tell the listeners before I let you go?
Sure. On my website, they can download a free report on the top 10 mistakes people with type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol make. So they can get some free information if they just head over to my site.
All right, great.
Oh,
well, everybody
nice.
Check out her website, and thank you for joining us, and stay healthy and grill a lot of food.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, check out Christina's website, and you can get more details about her program, how she can be a consultant for you to get your act together, and maybe she can give you some pointers on what you should barbecue. And use a big green egg while you're at it, by the way. I'm going to take another break, and Brian Mack, who I've been talking about all morning and playing his music, will be joining us here shortly. He's got some new music, and I'm going to warn everybody ahead of time. I'm politically incorrect, but I try to stay out of politics as much as possible on the show, because what's the old saying? You don't talk about politics and religion. Well, we're going to do a little bit of both, probably, with Brian. He's got some political, and by the way, wines are, I know you're on the other political spectrum. You might get upset with our conversations. I don't know if you want to hang around, but he's got
I'm with you. You know, whatever you believe is one thing, but don't ever talk about it, you know. But hey, I can roll with anybody's punch.
Yep.
All right. Well, you might want to put your boxing gloves on, because Brian Mack is pretty vocal about his opinions, and it should get interesting. Plus, he has a lot to do with country music, and he has a country music entertainment group. We're just going to, God knows what we'll end up talking about when he gets here. But I want to play one of his new songs. It's called Ben Franklin, and we'll be right back, and Brian will be joining us. Everybody hang tight. And Laurie, I might need a food news story lined up in case he doesn't show up here, because we're having some phone problems. So I'm going to put you on warning, too, that I might need you to do some stories.
Boy.
But I know things are not working over here. But anyway, everybody hang tight. We'll be right back after we listen to Ben Franklin.
Mm-hmm. somebody's watching, listening to. What do they want me to do? I turned on the TV, they tell me what I said. I don't seem to remember doing that in bed. Friends on Facebook all got the facts. Not a damn thing, I can take it back. Seems it offended the Pope by now. It's just gone viral now. Went to the bank cause I made a dollar. I know it ain't much for me to hoot and holler. The IRS said, is that all you got? Cause you're a simple man, you don't need a lot. Just some beer money and some Novocaine. Just a little something to ease the pain. Please, Mr. Businessman, leave me a crumb. I may dress shabby, but I'm not that dumb. Is that the way freedom's supposed to go? Ask Ben Franklin, he'll say no. Can make it rain. Behind his back he was making change. There's a few things that the sheep didn't know. This wasn't the way it was supposed to go. He leaves men behind on the battlefield. You're looking down a gun that can make it real. King is now sitting in the Oval Room. We're all looking for change real soon. Is that the way freedom's supposed to go? Ask Ben Franklin, he'll say no. I'll ask him when I see him. Hope that's not real soon. Well, I need a gun, cause I don't trust the government. Tax dollars on the police ain't money well spent. Drones in the air, home invasion on the rise. Stop kicking my door, I'll give you six before you hit the floor. Is that the way freedom's supposed to go? Ask Ben Franklin, he'll say no. Oh, hell no. I'm American. In case some people forgot what that is. I'm American with liberty, and I can vote because I'm legally here. Yeah. How about we hear some of that from now on? Enough of this liberal crap.
And that was Brian Mack, one of his new songs called Ben Franklin, and I'm still experiencing some technical difficulties, which is normal for this freaking Blog Talk Radio. Can't wait till we have our own radio site so we don't have to deal with this each week. And I'm going to play another one of Brian Mack's songs that's Miles All Around, and while I try to get everybody here on the phone back with me, and everybody hang tight as long as the music works. I'm going to play that, and we'll be back here hopefully with Brian Mack, and we'll be talking about politics and country music and barbecuing and whatever else that may come up. Everyone, hang tight. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Brian Mack, Smiles All Around. Ain't no smiles all around here with great ideas right now. Do I have you, Brian, still with me?
I'm here.
Okay. Laurie, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. I love Blog Talk Radio. There's frowns all around over here at Grillion Studio. But anyway, Brian will be joining us here in a couple of seconds, Brian Mack that is. But our wines are, while I'm waiting for Brian Mack, well, got a question for you, wines are. You saw my choice of Charles and Charles Shiraz, a Cab Shiraz blend. And I saw you posted on Facebook that you actually agreed with the grill man.
Yeah. Why are you so surprised?
Well, usually you pick on my choices of wine, but it is an excellent wine. It comes from Washington State, and I was just surprised. I mean, it's not normal for you to agree with my wine choices.
Well, I'm just trying to throw you a curve once in a while. No, first of all, you know what I say. I want people to drink what they like. You know, if I'm going to pull your chain just to have fun, that's just you and I doing what we do. But, you know, you drink whatever you like. But I do happen to love wines from Washington State. I think that they more exemplify the style of wine that I like to drink. It's a little bit more European. It's a little colder climate. So, you know, a little bit more acidity in the wines, but definitely you can attain that fruit bomb, you know, kind of California fruit bomb style from a Washington State wine. I'm familiar with the wine, and I love it.
I didn't realize that Washington State is actually the number two state for wine in the U.S. behind California. I did not know that until you and I were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, that's correct. It's California, Washington, Oregon, New York State, and I think then Virginia. After that, I'm not sure. Texas is doing a lot of, producing a lot, but it's in a concentrated area. They're the big five.
Well,
now, Brian,
good.
You know my taste in wine. What I like, I didn't have it yet because I'm, like Brilliant said, I'm here in New Jersey, but do you think I would like this wine that he bought? Because you know my taste in wine.
Yeah, I think so. First of all, I think Brilliant has the same taste in wine.
Yeah, yes.
Very similar.
Hey, I have the
very
same
similar
taste in my women and my wine.
Get out.
Please, this is a PG-rated family show.
Not now.
Not now, is it? But no, it's actually, I don't usually plug wine other than Big Kahuna, but this is a good one. It comes from Columbia Valley, Washington State, Charles & Charles. It's actually a Cabernet Sauvignon Syrah blend 2012. Plus, you know, the nice thing about it is, this is why Grayant likes it. It's cheap, and it's really good. And yes, Laura, you will like it. It's got the deep, dark, smoky flavors that you like. So I've got a bottle here, so hurry back from New Jersey.
Yes, you have to. I know. I can't wait. I miss you.
We might have to tunnel her out through the snow.
Yes, maybe. It sounds like it on Monday. I've got Brian Mack calling in. I don't know. I just want to check with you guys. Laurie, are you still on? Are you got to go shopping? Are you going to hang with us?
No, I'm waiting for my sister to get here, but I'm going to hang until she gets here. Yep.
Hang tight. And Brian, the wine czar, are you hanging or you got to go?
I am here.
Yay.
All right. Well, we've been playing Brian Mack music all morning long. And Brian's a good friend of ours, been on the show several times. And he's from Nashville. He's got his own it's called Big Dog Entertainment and Big Dog Radio. And I'm sorry, not Big Dog, Farm Dog. I want to talk about Big
Farm
Dog. But Farm Dog Entertainment, Farm Dog Radio. We got Brian Mack joining us this afternoon, I guess, for us now, and for you, I guess it's still morning. Good afternoon, good morning there, Brian.
Oh, well, hell, good morning, everybody.
Welcome back to the show. We were playing your music all morning long. I don't know if you've been listening in, and I always love your music. You always got interesting lyrics and stuff, and I told the guys that you'd be coming on. You get some political music also that may ruffle some feathers today, but who cares? That's what we do anyway. So what have you been up to? I see you got this Farm Dog Entertainment and Farm Dog Radio, and you got your things with this country music deal going on in Nashville. T- tell everybody what's Brian Mack up to now.
Yeah, well, you know, I saw that there's a big wall that's there for songwriters in town that can't get through the gatekeeper. Talking a little political politics now, but so I got the brainchild idea of starting a radio station, and it's called farmdogradio.com. And I bring artists in, they sit here in the studio and they play live, play their new tunes, and we put their songs on rotation, and there's just some incredible talent that you're not able to hear on the mainstream corporate media. And in fact, put this on your marker, we've got two Steel Girls. I'll have them in. You might know them by Team Blake and The Voice. Allison and Crystal Steel will be here on Monday night. And so we'll be playing their tunes and asking them those deep, dark questions about their songs that they write. It's that kind of a show where I'm not just playing the song. I'm going to ask the artist, what were they thinking? What was their motivation? What's their writing style? Where, you know, is it sometimes it's a lightning bolt that hits a writer in the top of the head and they got to find a pen real quick? or it might be a process that happens over a couple of months or years and they put a song together. So I like to get into those details and tear up their song a little bit and break it apart, look at it, dissect it, and we just enjoy the music all the way around. So
well,
highly recommend.
Like you, I asked the same thing about you. What were you thinking, dude, when you wrote some of these songs?
What was I thinking?
What were you thinking?
I go through some phases, and, you know, I'll do kind of an old country sound and then get the Americana sound, but sometimes they just pop and hit you in the head, and the song Ben Franklin, I don't know if you played that one.
Yes, we did.
You did. That one, you know, it kind of hits you as we're going to take that one into studio with my full band, and at the very end, I'm throwing a barb at the liberals, but I think it's the conservatives too, are just to blame as well. Everybody's this two-party system is to blame for the situation we're sitting in right now, and want to open people's minds to an alternative, maybe of what's going on, and you can make a change. You can make a change.
Well, it's actually you're right. I've come to the conclusion. It's the whole crowd in Washington that's got everything all screwed up. And what would Ben Franklin do? He'd probably tell him to go fly a kite, what he would do, because I imagine he's turning over his grave right now, the poor guy.
Well, I've been adding, you know, and I'm playing that one live around here, around town, and there's many, many venues you can get on stage and do songwriters nights. And I've been even throwing Thomas Jefferson in there. What would he think? What would he do? You know, what would he think about it? Because, you know, the founding fathers didn't really intend for us to be in this situation we're in right now. And certainly Thomas Jefferson, a Tennessean, that he, you know, his last words as he died was, "I killed the banks." And that it was basically his whole mantra was wiping out this federal banking system and not allowing it to get a hold of us as we are right now. So,
like I said, they're doing a fine job now. What are we, about $17, $18 trillion in debt, and the Chinese are taking over everything, buying all of our top real estate, and looks like we may not have the money to pay all of our bills. But, yeah, they're doing a fine job. Like I said, Thomas Jefferson, he'd be another one. He'd be flipping over in his grave if he saw what was going on.
He certainly would be. He'd be lopping off the heads of the bankers, that's for sure. Well, you know, it doesn't take much to do just a little research, and you can see what was happening back then before 1913 and the forming of the Federal Reserve and the banks. Central banks took over and have just allowed this kind of a system to perpetuate. So anyway, you're getting
but
started.
Yeah, it's not good. Everybody says get your guns ready. Now let's go to this next song. I'm going to play this here in a second. The one's called "It's Raining on the 4th of July." I'll say to you, what were you thinking when you wrote that one?
Well, I tell you, I was in Connecticut, and that was just back when I was in the Navy, and I don't know if you've ever been in Connecticut in July when it rains, but it is just hot as all get out. That humidity, you know, just kicks in. But it was the 4th of July, and I was sitting in a barracks and with my guitar and just started writing. And threw in a couple lines there that I really didn't know where they came from, but, you know, they just kind of fit. And I was talking about my mom, hearing her, you know, smelling her apple pie and that kind of thing. And it wasn't until years later that those lyrics actually really hit me when she passed away, that's what they really meant. So sometimes lyrics come from some places we don't know, and they later mean something to you. So that's a fun song. I really like picking it and playing that one. So
let's play that so everybody can hear some of your new stuff, and we'll be back to chat a little bit more about politics and farm dogs, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody hang tight. This is called It's Raining on the 4th of July. We'll be right back with Brian Matt.
For some friends that are around, if they're heading for a town that I might have played in, I've got some contacts, and we can get them hooked up with local agents and get them on a bill here or there. But really, it's just to promote the unsigned artists because it's so hard to break it through on Music Row. You got to walk in with $100,000 in your hand and turn it over to them, and then they say, well, we'll get you some Nashville players, and we'll get you a big CD, and here's your contract, and we'll get you going. But, you know, you got to buy your way in. It's a shame, but that's kind of what's happening. So the independent, a lot of some very talented people are left by the wayside and not able to get heard. We have people that come through, like there was a couple girls that came through from England, and they were here and they played a couple venues and they did a couple really cool things, and they're very talented young ladies. And by name of, and I'm going to find it right here on their disc, but Ward and Thomas, that's what it is, and they're just fantastic singers, songwriters, and they're just not getting heard. So we'll put them on Farm Dog Radio and let it play and see what happens. And it's been really kind of fun because out of the blue, I had a record label contact me and sent me a bunch of discs and for me to listen to. And right off the bat, right off the top, was B.J. Thomas. And he had autographed the album, the CD, The Living Room Sessions, and I highly recommend this one. Anybody that grew up with B.J. Thomas's music will love this. He's got all the classics.
I didn't know he's still around.
He's looking good and sounding good. This is in his own voice, no auto-tune, no controls or anything. He's got a fantastic voice, and he's got a song, you know, like I Can't Stop Believing, and he's got Vince Gill duetting with him on that one.
Oh, I love them both.
Yeah,
wow.
That's really cool.
Yeah, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head with Lyle Lovett and duet. I mean, wow. So, you know, the other night when I got this, I just played the whole album, like, all night. And I didn't wear it out because I don't think you can wear a CD out, but I just let her play. And but they've given me some great artists. Buffy Lawson, who's out of Kentucky, she's going to come down and do an interview. And this is Wrinkled Records. Wrinkled Records, if you want to find that, wrinkledrecords.com, and you can come across them. We had an artist on just the other day on our live interview by Julie Gribble, is her name.
Yes,
and,
I know. Matter of fact, Julie was on our show at one time. You lined it up with Julie. She's excellent, too.
Yeah, I think I hooked her up with you, and then you had an interview. That's quite a gal. You've got to remember getting her to slow down is a tough task in itself. But she came
in.
It's
really cool what you do. It's kind of we've learned also here on Grilling Ideas Radio. You know, we started bringing on talent, people they'd never heard of before, because you know, there's so many talented people out there. And like you said, you got to have $100,000 or more. And it's not what you know. It's who know and who you know. It's who knows you. And it's tough in the business, but there's so many talented people out there that unfortunately they never get a break, and people never hear their music, and it's really cool what you're doing there. And so the feedback has been good so far since you started it?
Oh, very good, yeah. And in fact, the talk is kind of an underground talk about, hey, you got to go get on that show. And I have friends out in California. In fact, Marshall Kova is my co-host, and we just finished up our morning show here where we kind of simulcast very much what you're doing, but we kind of talk the music back and forth and talk on what's happening on the West Coast as well. So kind of a neat connection we got going here.
Very interesting. And by the way, I mentioned you earlier, you weren't on, about how you helped me. We've been trying to get our radio show off the rolling to our own site, and actually you were my mentor on this. When I saw you do the Farm Dog Radio, I said, you know, he's doing it, so we got to figure out how to do it, and thank you for your help. And we've been doing this thing on Blog Talk Radio for 2.5 years of sometimes misery because their systems don't always work, but hopefully with some of the things you gave us and your help, we're going to be launching our little GrillingIdeasRadio.com site here soon, and hopefully doing the same thing you're doing. And so what do you got planned in the future for your radio and yourself and your music. You said you're going into the studio. Are you coming out with a new CD?
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, I've got the one CD that can be gotten, can be purchased on iTunes right now, which is Country Thinking. That's got nine or ten tunes that are on that one. And then I've got Smiles All Around that I'm working on right now. And I think when I came on, I heard you were playing Smiles All Around.
Yep.
That was kind of nice to hear. That line, Smiles All Around, kind of came to me when I was sitting in a bar, as we musicians do, counting our tips out of a jar and seeing what we got, what we picked up for the night. And, you know, I was looking at down the row of the bar, and people were just got their nose hanging in their beer, you know, they're just hanging down. And it just came to me right then. And I said, we got to order up some Smiles All Around here.
That's a great song, and you and I have talked about that song before. I just see it kind of like in a bar scene. If you had people in the background singing your Smiles All Around chorus, it would go over really well, and it's really a great song. Well, I wanted to thank you for joining us this morning and telling us about Farm Dawg Entertainment, Farm Dawg Radio, everybody out there. We've got a link here. All you do is click on it and go to farmdawgradio.com to listen to your show. Now, you air a show how often, Brian?
Well, we're, you know, it's on 24/7, but sometimes I'll jump into the studio and I'll get on live here or there, but every Saturday morning, and let's see, that would be 11 o'clock your time that I kick off with talking with Marshall. It's the Marshall and Brian show. And that's on farmdogradio.com every Saturday morning. And we play for an hour, hour and a half, just having fun on the radio, talking about current events, things like that, playing some music. This morning we went through some of the old 70s classics that we grew up with. And then I'll throw in some Americana stuff that's going on locally around here. But, you know, if you keep your ears to it and you friend up with my Facebook page at farmdogradio.com, I'll put a post up there if I get a new CD like I did with this B.J. Thomas CD, and I just played the whole thing. So you can listen to it and then say, well, I want to purchase it right there. You can do that as well. So, yeah, listen on up. And I really appreciate you inviting me on, and I wish you luck with your endeavor with getting off of blog radio and getting onto your own your own bandwidth.
We're gonna do it. It's been a little bit of a difficulty since I'm not such a techie guy, but I think we've got it figured out now. And thank you for your help. And keep us posted. And I just realized we're gonna have to change the time of our show because we got competing shows on the internet. If yours starts at 11, ours is 11:30. We're gonna have to change our show up so people can listen to both of us instead of trying to decide who to listen to in the morning. But anyway, thank you, Brian. And keep us posted, and everyone check out his website. You can find him on Facebook. And we didn't get too political, and we didn't get in trouble, but that's good. So take care, and come back and see us.
Very good. Thank you much for having me. And cheers to everybody, and have a good day.
Bye-bye now. Everybody check out Brian Mack, and I'll be playing one of his songs at the end of the show here as we close out the show. And hi, Brian. The wines are. Brian, you got anything you want to add this afternoon before we sign off?
Well, actually, I was gonna make a comment about his website and his radio show. It reminds me a little bit of, and of course, you know that I spent over 25 years in the music business, and I had partners with a production company, and we used to do demo recordings for a lot of young talent that, you know, was trying to get started. But when I was in Knoxville, Tennessee, last summer for vacation, we walked into the Visitors Bureau, and there in the Visitors Bureau was this radio station, and it's WDVX, and Brian Mack will probably know for sure, and they have a thing called the Blue Plate Special. And it's very famous now, but I think that got started with bringing young artists on that nobody ever heard before and, you know, letting them perform. So, you know, there's like a little sound stage in the corner of the room that, you know, has got all these plates on the wall now. But it sounds like that's what he's doing in Nashville in a way.
Yes, he has, and it's a great idea. And like I said earlier, there's so much talent out there that people just don't get the chance. And so Brian's giving them the opportunity there in Nashville to show off their stuff. And we do a little bit here on Gray and Ideas Radio. So I think we're all doing the right thing, giving folks shots who don't have the money to get started. And maybe one of them will make it big and remember all of us. And, Laurie, before we go, too, do you have any food news or anything you want to share other than oil pulling with us this afternoon?
Oh, I'm glad you gave me a chance just real quick. I didn't tell anyone, and I forgot to mention, you have to do the oil pulling on an empty stomach.
That's crucial.
You can't – yeah, I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't tell anybody that. Yes, it's better off first thing in the morning. Or
so
if,
when
you,
you
know,
gag, when you gag and feel like you're going to puke, there's nothing that comes out. Is that why you do it?
No, it just needs to be all cleaned in it.
All right, well, that's pretty much it for today. We appreciate everyone joining us again. Sorry for some of our little bit of technical difficulties, but we got through them. Join us next week. We've got a whole lineup of more foodie people and some musical talent, and we appreciate everyone support each and every week and keeping us in the top 10 in the food department when it comes to Blog Talk Radio. And I'm going to close out today's show with one of Brian Mack's new songs that he sent to us. And everyone have a nice weekend, and come back and see us next Saturday between 11:31. And just remember, too, tell your friends, you can always hear the replays on Blog Talk Radio anytime, so you don't have to be here live, even though we'd like you to be, you don't have to be. So I'm going to play, we'll close out here with Brian Mack, his song. Actually, there's probably time to play two of them, so I'll play two of his songs as we close out. The first one is called Do You Want to Know? And the last one is I'd Bring an Umbrella. Everyone have a nice weekend. We will see you next week.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
was a girl, and this girl was in love with me. We would talk, hours on end, making plans for our life to come. I guess that I'm in love with her. Gotta put aside my foolish pride. I guess I can't be without her. I need to have her by my side. Umbrella when it rained, she would smile, drive me insane. I found myself daydreaming about her, not a thing would get done on the phone. I guess I am in love with her. Gotta put aside my foolish pride. I guess I can't be without her. I need to have her by my side. Without her, I need to have her by my side.